All right, so this is a traffic and safety meeting on Wednesday, January 20th. I'll take roll here, Chairman Reese.
Here.
Commissioner Bass. Commissioner Gillis. Commissioner Hoyt. Commissioner J. Rahman.
Here.
Commissioner Osga.
Here.
And Commissioner Wade.
Here.
Okay, Mr. Chairman.
All right. First item up is the adoption of the meeting minutes from our May 20th, 2020 meeting. Could I get a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion of those minutes? All right. Can we take a vote to approve those?
For Chairman Reese.
Approved.
Commissioner Bass, not here. Commissioner Gillis, not here. Commissioner J. Rahman.
Aye.
Commissioner Osga.
Aye.
Commissioner Wade.
Aye.
Okay.
The agenda next shows public comment. Do we have any members of the public, Jeff?
We do not, and I don't see any on the call.
Okay. So, if anyone from the commission wants to take things in any particular order, but you know, right now we have a request to address some specific items on safe routes to school. We have tabled this and suggest that we might want to take that up. And then we have another carryover request from Mr. Esposito with the corner of on Thatcher there and Hawthorne. And that also, I think, relates to number 7. So I suggest that we take number 6 that we were just discussing with respect to the Northeast Quadrant, put that last, especially if Mr. Gillis joins us, then we can address that later. So is everyone okay with starting with a comment on the South Safe Routes to School?
Agreed.
Sure.
All right. If now looking through that, if we go past the minutes, page 6 or 7, I think it's 7 of the, maybe it's page 8 of the agenda.
Page 8.
Yeah. So it lists 8 items. And Jeff, for point of clarification, are these items that were raised by members of the public in response to this, or who raised these issues?
Yeah, these were all, bear with me, I'm just kind of scanning them here real quick as well, because it's been so long. These were all items that came in as phone calls or emails, and if memory serves, I'm pretty sure they were almost all immediately upon the Safe Routes implementation. So obviously a lot of stop signs, a lot of crosswalks went up as part of that project. Very shortly thereafter, which is always the case, there was some kind of reaction from the public. So that there was kind of an initial wave of feedback, if you will. However, since then, you know, I don't think we've received anything relative to safe routes outside of maybe a 2 or 3 week period after the implementation went in. So these don't seem to be persistent things. These were just items that we started a list and this is it. But again, these were all brought up immediately after the implementation went in. So I don't know if that was just kind of a period of time where people needed to adjust to the changes or what, but they're not items that we continually field calls about.
All right, so a couple things. One, can we just note for the record that Rick Gillis has joined the meeting? Hi, Rick.
Hi, Rick.
And
sorry about
that. No problem. So Jeff, what I hear you saying is that these are items that were collected, but it doesn't necessarily indicate any sort of, I don't mean to use the word in an argumentative way, but a groundswell. There's no sort of quantification of how strongly these items are pushed. These were suggestions that were made and the staff kept track of those, and that's why they're on this list?
Yes. I mean, that's the gist of it. I would say, you know, item one was the most recent. You know, that kind of ties into the other item on the agenda here for tonight. You know, Oak and Monroe, Oak and Clinton, I think the Oak and Monroe one, I think that was, I can't remember the gentleman's name, but we spoke to him, I think, at the last meeting because he was requesting a four-way stop. So, I mean, the majority of these came in a significant amount of time ago. And to your point, it's not been a sustained request for changes. They were just items that were suggested to staff. I think all of them were just one time, hey, we'd like to see X, but there's been really no follow-up from residents.
And it looks to me like we could group some of these. 6, 7, and 8 are all similar in that the requests are similar for a flashing stop sign at particularly busy intersections around the schools. 4 and 5 relate to a request for a four-way at Oak and Monroe and Clinton that I think we did address at the last meeting. So if the commission's okay with that, I'd suggest that we go in reverse order and maybe take up 6, 7, and 8 together and then work our way backwards through that list. That's okay with you. And why don't we take up 6, 7, and 8 and turn it over to members of the commission if you have any comments. I've looked at these and I personally support each of those requests, 6, 7, and 8, but like to hear any comment from the commission. And I suppose too, as one more point of order, we could take these up individually. And I suppose, Jeff, at the end of the day, if we agree to make some of these changes, do you need a motion for, you know, sort of on an individual basis?
Yeah, and I'll keep tabs and I'll kind of line that up for you guys. But just for the sake of continuity with the project and everything, I would say, yeah, let's do it that way if you're looking to recommend some of these and deny some of the other ones.
And a quick thing, Jeff, can you confirm if these are the beacon lights, which you, I thought you said were what, $15,000 a pop?
No, the crosswalk ones are a little pricier. The stop sign ones, I don't think they were quite as expensive, but I do think they were, don't quote me on this, I think they were a few grand a piece or something like that, but solar powered. And I think the crosswalk ones were a little bit cheaper with the push button activation and things like that.
I think this is a pretty easy one for me. I'm a huge fan of the flashing stop signs just because I live just south of the track, so there's always kids going to work, or I'm sorry, going to school. Well, they used to, at least in the olden days. And I've noticed that they work a lot better. So in terms of 6, 7, and 8, if it's a few thousand dollars and the way that I've seen them work through the neighborhood and other neighborhoods up till now, I would vote in favor of flashing stop sign beacons at those intersections.
Any other comments?
You know what, I'm in agreement. I think all three of them, they're all part of the safe school route, and I'm for all three as well.
Any other comments, Ron or Steve?
I agree. I think I'd support that for sure.
Yeah, so Jeff, would you like us to stop here and make a motion to request that those three intersections, do we need a motion to add a flashing light, or is that because there's already a stop sign, there's not an ordinance change, is that just a request you can make? However you'd like to do that, Jeff.
Yeah, I don't think we need a motion on these particular things. The way I was imagining this was, you know, we've got X amount of items. Let's say, you know, you guys are approving 6, 7, and 8 and 2 and 3 and rejecting the other ones, you know, that could be a quick motion that
okay,
kind of summarized like that. I think that
would okay. Why don't we go then to 4 and 5? And I guess I'll start by saying that I thought we addressed this at some length at the last meeting and rejected these requests, but not saying we can't revisit it. So I guess I'll turn it over again to any members on the commission if you want to speak in favor of converting, adding a four-way at Oak and Monroe or Oak and Clinton.
I have no desire to change that. We've addressed it, as you said, and my opinion is that we should deny those requests, number 4 and 5.
Does anybody have a contrary view?
Nope.
All right. Why don't we go to number 3, which is, this is something I know I thought we had discussed maybe years before, but my understanding is that this involves Park and what's the intersection? Park and
Thomas.
And the request is to change it to allow the park traffic to flow through, I'll not say completely unabated, but and stop the traffic on Thomas. I will note for the record also that we got an email, I think, that was sent to everybody from Kim Hoyt, our commissioner, and I think she had expressed an opinion in favor of that change. But does anybody else want to speak to that?
Yeah, I'll speak to that. This is one, just go back historically, there was a stop sign that was uncontrolled. Then we put a stop sign in east-west, allowing Park to go north-south on free. And then for the safe route, it switched it around. So the stop sign was stop sign was north-south, and Thomas goes east-west through it. And I'm actually against this primarily because if you look at the safe route to school, it's going to basically kids will have to go through an uncontrolled intersection to get to Franklin where they are supposed to be heading north. So it kind of interrupts the flow of the safe routes to school. So I'm not in favor of this one.
Well, I would agree for a different reason related. I remember when the safe routes was presented, we were in the village hall, and I had asked the question because there's basically a stop on Thomas on every street from, well, I mean, Monroe and Keystone are bookends, but there's one on Jackson, there's one on Lathrop, and they put one on Ashland, they put one on Franklin. And we had that one that was existing on Park. And these are all half blocks. And so I remember asking the consultant, can you get rid of one of the ones on Franklin or Ashland so that we could at least have a one block stretch without a stop sign? And he was reluctant to do that because he wanted to keep those north-south corridors for safe walking. And he suggested, what if we move that stop sign off of Thomas at Park and put it on Park? And so that was kind of the compromise to leave these other ones every block. So for that reason, and I guess what Rick said, I would be against it as well. I know there's talk about this corridor for the fire department and so forth. I'd have to say that corner has really good visibility in all directions. And if the fire department or the police department aren't the ones making this request, I would prefer to leave it the way it is. That'd be my two cents.
Just to add a little bit to that, fire trucks using this as a major north-south route was one of the initial concerns brought up when this stop sign was put in. I just talked to the fire chief the other day. The fire and police departments are not making this request. This came from a resident. And I confirmed with the fire chief and just asked him, I said, is this intersection a concern to you? Is this a problem? And he said, it really has not been a problem in any way, shape, or form. To your point, there's decent visibility. Honestly, they're going through Lake and Park if they're heading north out of the fire station, Lake Street goes through unstopped at Park Avenue as well. So this isn't the only intersection where they're going through like that, but they did not express any concern with that in its current form.
I'm in agreement as well, and I don't think we should change it now. We argued years ago, to Commissioner Wade's point, we opined, I should say, but you know, with everything said and the psychology of the situation, I remember 10 or 12 years ago when we put the stop sign going west on Division and Park, and I got a call from a constituent screaming, why did I put a stop sign on Division? What am I thinking? This is River Forest. But at this point in time, people have gotten, I think it's been a year now, according to what this says. Police and fire are okay with it. Residents are getting used to it. I don't see a reason to change it now based on a one or two residents making a informal request.
Anyone else want to speak to this one? So it sounds like there's no real appetite to make this change.
Agreed.
I agree.
Okay. And item number two is, I think, installing a crosswalk. Now, I was a little confused because the crosswalk, I thought showed up on the map, but maybe I'm wrong here. So this is, let me go back and look here. So at the item. So item two is request had a crosswalk at William as it crosses Greenfield and Division.
You know, I think we almost need to talk about one and two combined.
Okay.
And if you will, the reason is there's a request to add stop signs on Greenfield and between Harlem and Monroe. And if we were to say that would be fine, and I'm looking at my map too. Hold on a minute. I just lost my note here. If we were to say, put a stop sign on Clinton to break up that 4-block run, then perhaps you could put a crosswalk on Clinton that would allow those 4 blocks where the kids could cross.
Yeah, and this ties a little bit to the next agenda item where Clinton is kind of there is a corner there, but it's kind of a mid-block crossing. But I guess right now there is not a stop or a crosswalk if people need to access like the track or, you know, other parts of the Dominican campus. And I guess the question is Clinton the place where that makes the most sense?
Yeah, the way I looked at it,
go ahead, Rick.
At Greenfield, well, okay, the way I looked at it from Harlem to Monroe is 1, 2, 3, 4 blocks without a stop sign on Greenfield heading east and west. So if you were to split that up into 2 blocks and 2 blocks, which would then be Clinton, or Clinton Place, I guess, properly, then you would have, you know, every other block as far as a east-west stop sign, and then you could put your crosswalk at that point. And again, I just threw out Clinton only because of the, you know, it's in the middle of that run.
With regard to just talking Greenfield and Clinton Place, it is 4 blocks to Monroe. There's a sign on every southbound street coming. That makes sense to me. If we were to feel the need, is that a crosswalk on William, or is it just a crosswalk going east on William?
It's east-west.
On the north and south, correct?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, if you're talking about like the safe routes to schools routes, those do not cross Greenfield. Those just run east-west along Greenfield.
I agree with Rick as far as breaking that up. That's a logical place at Clinton to break it up, because then you've got a block on either side, straight run.
So is our objective to slow traffic here, guys?
Well, that was, it's a good question, John, because, you know, if that is, you know, generally what the real issue is, I guess if it were to give people another place to cross, then it's not just slowing traffic. You know, the question is, do we need, you know, some kind of a crosswalk? And, you know, one suggestion that's been made down on Hawthorne is the idea of what's called a hawk signal, which is the signal that Arun was asking about, like on Forest and Lake, that the one that you can push to light up. I just don't know if there's pedestrian traffic at Clinton to justify that. But, you know, so I guess I'm assuming that one issue is speed, and the other one, you probably don't need a stop sign to control, you know, right of way, but the stop sign might be helpful, obviously, if you were to add a crosswalk.
But I think now that I'm looking at this, the safe routes to school is trying to guide kids along certain paths to school. So if we were to put a crosswalk there, we're changing the safe route ideology. Because if you're coming from the north, you end up on Greenfield and you walk along the safe path west. If you're on Greenfield in those homes, Dominican, you're walking on the south side of Greenfield west. And I don't think that we're going to be changing up the whole formula for what they came up with and what we spent this money on and ended up with which is a lot of stop signs, that if we give them another route, another cross, then it's just going to be confusing. However, if we want to slow traffic, I wouldn't be against putting a stop sign at Clinton Place, but perhaps not a crosswalk.
Well, to your school point, though, I mean, it is Dominican. It's not one of our elementary or middle schools, but it is Dominican. It also is a place where there are a lot of athletic activities, I think, you know, by various kids. And so I don't know that it's I don't see it as inconsistent with the safe routes. It adds an alternative, doesn't take one away.
But on Greenfield, most of that stuff up there is residential. I mean, the only thing you've got up there is maybe Fenwick plays baseball on the corner there at Harlow, but all the fields for Dominican are off of Division. I mean, right. Fenwick plays behind those homes on Greenfield, and on the they played football back there. But as far as Dominican's campus, it shows on the map Dominican Priory Campus, but really that you access all their playing fields off of Division.
I see what you're saying. Those are, if you look at the map closer, I see those are the homes really from the prairie that were built there.
Right. Those are all homes there.
That's so right. is the suggestion, John, what you're saying is a stop sign makes sense, but a crosswalk doesn't really make sense there.
If we're trying to slow down traffic, which I don't have a problem with the traffic up there, but I live all the way down here. If Jeff has heard complaints of traffic through there and we need to slow it down, that's what I would suggest. But at this point in time, because I know, I mean, unless Jeff says otherwise, we've had a couple calls or a couple suggestions that the balance of what we're looking at here on this part of our evening can be set aside until we get more requests. I don't know if we have to necessarily address everything.
Right. And then there's, you know, Rick, I don't know if you want to address it, but it ties into the request where I think the request was to consider a crosswalk across Greenfield at William. And if that's the case, you know, then that would probably necessitate a stop sign there. So,
which is
and division.
Yeah, yeah, division, we don't have one on. Shows.
Let's just focus on
division.
Greenfield.
Is a division is a crosswalk, but it is not a stop sign.
Correct.
Down there, if I'm not mistaken. I just lost
the east leg. It's the east leg of that intersection, Division and William. I believe there is a north-south crosswalk through there, but no stop sign. However, that's not part of the safe routes. So we've got crosswalks in town, and then we've got crosswalks that are associated with safe routes to schools. Division and William, there's a crosswalk on the east leg of that intersection, but it's not associated with a crossing that the kids would use to get to school because there's no right. stop control there.
Okay.
And I think that was put in primarily so that people can cross from the park at the intersection, even though there is not a stop sign.
Sure. And we have plenty throughout yeah. the town. I mean, you guys talked about Augusta and Jackson is the one that sticks out in my head most. I mean, there are just certain crosswalks where folks came to you guys and wanted crosswalks on intersections that weren't necessarily stop control. So we do certainly have several of those throughout the town where they existed before safe routes and will continue to exist just so people have a safer crossing. But this is kind of the struggle with putting some of these items on this list was that the calls came in, you know, associated with safe routes, but don't always necessarily, they're not necessarily, I guess this is my unsolicited opinion, I don't know how tied to safe routes these are. The safe routes were established to schools. Those are all in place. They all have full stop control. These additional requests, some of them for additional stop signs or additional crosswalks, not that they're not warranted. I just don't know that they need to be tied to safe routes to schools because there are no additional routes that need to be implemented.
And as far as we know, there hasn't been a request from any of the residents up there to add the stop sign at Clinton?
No.
I would almost suggest that we aim for 1, 2, and 3 that we did with number 4 and number 5 at this point and wait for more feedback, input, opinions from the residents of those neighborhoods as safe routes to school pattern evolves.
I support that too.
I'd be good for that.
Likewise here.
Okay.
Is that something, just to clarify, is that something you guys want us to notify residents to initiate conversation or just kind of hold back and bring it to you if this becomes a persistent issue?
The latter.
I would think the latter.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, both 1 and 2 were residents' request at some point.
Yes. You know how many people signed correct. On that, Jeff?
Say again.
You know how many people signed on that document? Did all of them, was there a large group of people?
So that's kind of what's tricky about these. And this, because this is tied to the Safe Routes project that was done before you guys had adopted the 75% rule. So we kind of had a few things going on there. So the fact that these calls came in, a lot of these, most of these, if not all of them, was just one resident calling saying, hey, I want you guys to look at this too. Okay, but you know, maybe that doesn't, you know, it certainly doesn't meet the 75% rule. That's not to say they wouldn't if they ran petitions out there, but because that got kind of lumped in with safe routes, that's kind of foregone that portion of the procedure. So I certainly don't, if you guys want to take that route, I certainly don't have any problem kind of like keeping tabs on that. And then if additional calls come in on those items, just kind of routing them through the recently adopted procedure with the 75% rule and the notification areas and that whole thing.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I agree.
But at this point, then, unless you guys have more discussion, I would just say, based on the conversation, it sounds like items 1 through 5 is a basically kind of a holding pattern where you're going to deny them for now. And then obviously if they become bigger issues, we'll bring them back to you. Deny 1 through 5 and approve 6 through 8 is what I
think. Right.
Okay.
Yes. And then my recommendation, going back to the agenda, is that we join together items 5 and 7. So 5 is the request by Mr. Esposito. He's at the corner there of Thatcher and Hawthorne. He was looking for a crust.
I'm sorry to cut you off. If you guys could just give me a motion in a second, I'll take a quick vote on that for the denial of 1 through 5 and the approval of 6 through 8.
I'll make a motion to deny issues 1 through 5 and approve issues 6 through 8 on the letter presented.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
I'll sit.
Okay.
Okay. Chairman Reed?
Yes.
Commissioner Bass? Commissioner Gillis?
Yes.
Commissioner Hoyt? Commissioner J. Rahman?
Yes.
Commissioner Osga?
Yes.
Commissioner Wade?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, Doug.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. All right. I'd like to address 5 and 7 together. 5 was a carryover request from Mr. Esposito. He lives on the corner of Thatcher and Hawthorne. It's right at the bend where if you're going northbound on Thatcher and then where it turns, before it goes under the overpass. And he's requesting a crosswalk at that corner. At the time, I think staff was concerned about, the conditions at that corner and suggested that we consider instead the possibility of a crosswalk in the middle of the block at Hawthorne at the entrance to the metro station. We tabled that issue in part so that we could notify the Hewlands who live there where that crosswalk would be. It would end at their, the side yard. And in the meantime, I don't know, did everybody receive the email from Commissioner Hoyt on this issue?
Yes.
So Commissioner Hoyt also sent an email on this issue, suggesting, I think supporting the Esposito request, but also suggesting that we consider a crosswalk, not in the middle of the block, but at Gale, where there's an existing cutout. And then there are other aspects to the request, related to perhaps additional traffic controls at that intersection. And, so I guess to me, the issue is at this meeting, what I'm interested in is taking the temperature of the commission and finding out if there's support to suggest a change. And if there is, to find out, I guess, from Jeff or from the commissioners, if this is the kind of thing that we would need to request input from KLOA, or could we make a request and we wouldn't necessarily need additional expert input. Just from a factual standpoint, I'll note that I think from the corner of where Thatcher goes under the viaduct, I think from the corner there back to the bend at Thatcher is about 150 feet. And I guess I'll also just add that, installing a crosswalk at Thatcher, has some complexity. One is it's not exactly a straight shot. If you run it from the north side of Hawthorne across Hawthorne to the south, if you run it straight across on the west side, you would run into the alley. And if you ran it from, you know, if you cut it from the same corner, you could cut it from the same corner. You could start at the corner of basically of Thatcher and Hawthorne, the northeast corner, I'm sorry, one closest to the train station. And you could run a crosswalk either to one side of the alley or the other across the way, but either way you would have to angle it.
Isn't there already a crosswalk? I thought there is
no crosswalk there. There's no crosswalk. The only crosswalks between Thatcher and Franklin are at Keystone.
So there's nothing in front of that yellow flashing light?
When you say yellow, no, there's not. No crosswalk.
You know, there's that new flashing light they've set up there, right?
Yeah, there's right. No crosswalk. That was just set up as a response to those. There were two vehicles a year or two ago that went through those garages. So that was why that light was put up. But yeah, there are no crosswalks.
So are you saying we put it right there, right by in front of those flashing lights area zone?
Yeah, that's a request. And I think, Yemin and Jeff, you can speak, you know, from staff, but my understanding, you know, historically, having been on the commission, is that there's historically, I think, been some concern about stopping traffic at Thatcher, I think mainly because of northbound traffic coming up and coming around the corner, perhaps could be surprised. And I think there's some concern about if traffic is backed up there, you could have a danger. My personal view is that, you know, we may want some input from KLOA. If we were to stop the northbound traffic, you know, it's every other car, I'm not sure that during rush hour you would get a huge backup, but, you know, you could mitigate that risk. I think Kim had suggested this for the, I might need somebody to mute. I think we're getting some feedback. We could mitigate that risk by putting a sign on Thatcher northbound, a flashing sign or something that says stop sign ahead. But, you know, and then southbound on Thatcher, we have a yield sign that, in my opinion, is highly dangerous because people are confused. And, you know, you could put a, you know, sign that says traffic. Well, I think, I don't know if it says right now, it just says yield. I don't think it says traffic from right does not stop, but I personally am in favor of a three-way stop there and installing a crosswalk at Thatcher for people who get off the train and walk either down the alley or walk down Thatcher. But I guess here again, I'd like to turn it over to the commission for any comments that you have.
So, I mean, since I used that path quite a bit, is it possible to put the crosswalk right opposite the, when you come out under the tunnel of the train tracks? I'm talking about if you're taking the metro and you get off and you get down going west, there's the intersection of, is it Gale and Hawthorne? You could probably put the crosswalk there, because then it's a little away from the traffic, because the place where you're talking about is super heavy traffic zone. People dropping off people at the train station and turning right, cars coming from Thatcher going towards Lake Street. And so that place is super heavy traffic zone from three directions. So putting a crosswalk there might be risky, but if we push it a little more east towards the intersection of Gale, then there might be some space for people to just cross without having worrying about cars turning quickly towards them. That's just one thought.
At Gale, there are already curb cutouts. It seems to be built for a crosswalk. There's a curb cutout at the end of Gale and at the Hawthorne on the north side, on the west side of Gale. The downside there is that, you know, there's not a stop sign. And if you were to put a crosswalk there or in the middle of the block at the entrance, either way, you know, one suggestion I think that, again, that Kim had was that you could put one of those flashing signals, like a hawk signal, like they have at Forest and Lake, where people could hit the flasher so that it would only, you know, that it would flash up when people are using it. But I guess the, you know, so there's one question, what you're saying, Arun, is, you know, do you put one at Gale? Do you put one, do you put a crosswalk at Gale? Do you, or do you put a crosswalk in the middle, more in the middle of the block, right where the entrance to the, or the exit to the train station is? And, or do you also put a crosswalk at Thatcher, which was what Mr. Esposito's request is? You know, my view is you could probably accommodate a crosswalk both at Thatcher and at Gale.
Just one point of clarification. So Mr. Esposito's request was a crosswalk at Thatcher. Staff discussed this, and given the wonky nature of that intersection, staff kind of all agreed upon that not being a great idea just because of the general traffic confusion that already exists there. So though the initial request was for a crosswalk at Thatcher, staff's kind of recommendation, which I've talked to Mr. Esposito about, was to put the crosswalk at the Metro Tunnel mid-block between Thatcher and Gale. The idea there was that it still allows folks that are coming north up Gale to the train station, that's still on their way. They don't have to go out of their way to use it. And it's not too far out of the way for traffic, pedestrians trying to go north-south down Thatcher either. And then on top of that, we get all the train folks trying to cross the street, get into a car, things like that. It seemed like we kind of, the middle of the Venn diagram kind of caught as many people as we could. When I talked to Mr. Esposito to let him know that this item was going to be on tonight's meeting agenda as well, And I hinted at some of the conversation that took place at the last meeting about potentially moving this over to Gale. His concern was that that was too far to the east. And as somebody who lives on Thatcher, who is trying to go north up Thatcher, he felt that that was too far out of the way. And he indicated that he probably wouldn't use it if it was all the way over at Gale, because it was just too far out of the way, especially considering he's in a wheelchair. So he was in favor of the crossing as far east as the Metro Tunnel. That was his opinion on the matter.
Jeff, who is staff?
So we have, we kind of created a
Well, when you say staff made this recommendation, what does that mean?
So we have a group that we kind of created, and it's we have the police chief, the fire marshal, myself, our village manager sits in, director of public works. We kind of try to flesh out some of these ideas so that when staff is recommending something to you guys or the board, it is truly, you know, our management team, it's staff.
And why, what's their reluctance to considering a stop sign at Thatcher to reconfigure that and actually make a three-way stop?
That wasn't necessarily part of the discussion. We were just discussing a true crosswalk. So to your point, I don't think that staff necessarily had a recommendation of, it was out of the question because of the existing stop control or lack thereof at Thatcher. If this commission wants to investigate that further, and to answer your question from earlier, yeah, I would certainly suggest that if we're looking to add stop control to Thatcher or a crosswalk or both, I would certainly throw that to KLOA just to get their thoughts on how best to deal with that, because I think there are some concerns about traffic flow if that becomes a full stop for north and south traffic.
I don't know. I think this gives us a good opportunity to address that corner from different angles, especially looking at it from above here. I did read Kim Hoyt's letter and was here for the last meeting when we were talking about that. And now with the addition of staff and what they've said, I like the idea of the crosswalk going, you know, out the tunnel and across the road. I think that does suit more people than less. I like the idea of no parking standing. That would be a pickup zone maybe on the south side of Hawthorne. I mean, that's what probably would end up being used for, but a no parking zone there. But then I start thinking about what Mr. Reese brought up about the no stop sign in Gale, and I'm all for no stop signs, but then we get to the corner of Hawthorne and Thatcher, and I think that that is probably a poor place to put a crosswalk because of the traffic. But however, if we put a stop sign, so the northbound traffic on Thatcher comes around the corner and it goes east until it gets to the beginning of the tunnel. And then I believe that's where we would put a stop sign traveling east on Hawthorne, which would then allow the traffic coming south on Thatcher to be less confused because the cars are stopping now at that portion of the intersection of Hawthorne and Thatcher. So the cars coming south are going to go right, they're going to go left or east, and the cars going east are going to stop at that corner on Hawthorne. Now the cars, going west, and now the cars going east on Hawthorne would hit a stop sign, which I think then would also cause less speed going eastbound on Hawthorne towards that crosswalk, be it on Thatcher or in the middle of the block. I'm sorry if I was confusing. I was thinking out loud there, but this might be the point or the time where we can do something about that pesky eastbound traffic on Hawthorne from Thatcher.
And so I guess maybe, you know, again, other people can chime in, but if Jeff, if you think this is something that would merit KLOA, I guess I would ask that they look at, you know, what Kim suggested and then any other recommendations, because it would be them to consider the suggestion of adding a stop sign for eastbound Hawthorne there. And then the, you know, with that being about 150 feet, I don't know if they'd recommend that there be some warning sign on Thatcher that there is a stop sign coming. And then underneath the tracks southbound, which right now is a yield sign, one of the few yield signs left in the village, the suggestion would be for them to consider that being a stop sign. And, you know, and then the feasibility or whether they would recommend that, you know, whether a crosswalk is feasible at Thatcher and their views on a crosswalk either at the Metra exit and or Gale.
And I'm in agreement with you, Doug. I mean, there's a lot going on there. And I think it's time that we have an expert look at the different options of what we should be doing there. Because you've got the curve, it's not even a 90, it's more than a 90. And it is just it's a little problem area that we haven't really addressed closely.
So Jeff, could we make that request for you to consider? I don't know when it would be appropriate, you know, for the budget, but for you to consider putting, teeing that up with KLOA, do we need to make a motion for that request? Or is that a request we could just make and you guys could figure out, you know, when that could fit into the budget for KLOA?
Yeah, I don't think I need you guys to make a motion on that or vote on it. You know, I guess I kind of look at this is just an intersection study, and we do multiples of those on a given year without going through board approval or anything like that. So if if you folks want to investigate that intersection within the context of, you know, potentially changing the stop control and or adding a crosswalk. I know I have a general consensus here, unless somebody wants to speak up otherwise, but I can certainly bring that forward, whether that be something we do under our current fiscal year, which runs through April 30th, or if that's something we have to budget after May 1. But I think I have what I need on that from you folks.
Okay.
Yeah, and right. I don't want anybody upstairs or anywhere to think we're skirting the issue. It's just that because there are two issues in front of us, I think this is the time to combine the thought process and logistically the best way to do this. We're just talking about the crosswalk, but now we have the intersection and the potential stop sign, but then we have to think about traffic as well, which is, as Commissioner Reese said, remaining yield signs. So a professional look, I think, would be in order. And we could then kill three birds with one stone, after we have all the necessary information.
Right. Okay. Then the other item on the agenda was one we carried over. I think Rick maybe had raised this initially, and that was some kind of a harder look at the northeast quadrant from Harlem to Lathrop and Division to North Avenue. And so I'll turn it over to Rick. I guess the question I have for you, Rick, is do you have any more specifics there? And is this something that you still want to be advocating? And if so, any more information to add?
Well, this goes back to someone who had sent me a request about a no left turn off of Greenfield during certain hours. In other words, as they leave Greenfield, there's always someone trying to turn left on the Harlem, and always turns into an issue as that person sits there for 2 or 3 minutes when they're trying to turn right on the Harlem.
Right.
So it started with that, but I think it's probably a more common problem for those three streets up there, meaning, Greenfield and Lemoyne, and what's the third one? Really just be Greenfield and Lemoyne before you get to North Avenue,
right,
where people try to turn left onto Harlem, blocking traffic behind them.
I mean, quite honestly, if they're trying to go straight, it's probably even harder.
Oh, yeah. And there's a lot of people going straight into Harlem or straight into Oak Park from there.
I mean, so what you're really suggesting is right turn only at a certain point.
Correct. So and this was an area we really haven't looked at in a long time, but maybe it's just easier to perhaps this person come back and try to get a right turn only at that intersection.
But they
and just going through the process. Yeah.
Would it be appropriate, Rick and anybody else, for us to suggest that we're considering a right turn only during certain hours, on Greenfield, eastbound on Greenfield and Lemoyne, and notify the, I don't know who you notify, because it could affect a lot of people, but And it'll at least put it on the agenda for a future meeting, that's a more specific and a narrower request that then could alert people if they wanted to come and address it.
I think this is a great idea, Rick, because it was a few years ago that we put the signs on Harlem. As you go north on Harlem, people were stopping to turn left onto Greenfield or left onto Lemoyne, and that was slowing traffic down northbound during rush hour. So we put the signs out there prohibiting left turns on those two streets. So this would kind of tie in probably in the same time period being rush hour. I don't know if it's morning and afternoon northbound on Harlem or not, but I think the request ties in with those existing signs that we would now left turns or going straight or and just make it a right turn only certain hours of the day off of those two streets.
Correct. And if we do this, and I guess this is a question for Jeff, if we are considering this, you would just send notice and we could discuss it during our next meeting, correct?
Yeah, I mean, something like this, these broad, far-reaching ones, to Chairman Reese's point, that, you know, it probably affects more folks than those that live right there. You know, sometimes things like this we'll put on the village website or we'll put in the e-news emails that go out. You know, honestly, at those intersections, I don't know that it would serve a purpose to notify via postcard the residents that live in a one block radius, which is normally what we do with intersections. That just seems a little disjointed, but we would certainly advertise the, you know, if you guys are pushing this with a more specific request to a future meeting, we could certainly, like I said, advertise that on the village website as well as in the e-news, just to kind of get the word out there to anyone and everyone who's interested in discussing it.
I think that would work. I think we could at least look at that. And you know, I'm sure there's many people up in that area trying to get out. That might help them out. So,
John?
I'm in agreement. I think it ties in with what I was talking about, the northbound signs. And hell, I'm over 50. I got nothing else to do on Wednesdays.
So the idea would be, Jeff, that the village would publicize that we're considering this for our next meeting, which is March.
Yep.
And maybe we don't need to be that specific other than we're thinking of making eastbound traffic on Lemoyne and Greenfield right turn only during rush hour, during certain busy hours, something like that, or during rush hour.
Yeah, to Commissioner Osga's point, I think it would probably make the most sense to try to maintain those times that we restrict the left turn off of Harlem onto those streets. That seems logical. Again, from an enforcement standpoint, everything's on the same page, unless there's, you know, certainly if you guys want to suggest other times, that's fine.
That makes sense.
I think as a starting point, that makes the most sense.
Do you know what the current what the time restrictions are right now for the?
I don't know off the top of my head. I want to say it's like a 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and a 4 to 6 p.m. kind of thing.
So whatever that is, at least for our proposal to start with that. That makes sense.
Yeah, that would be my suggestion.
And any objection to that? I'm sorry, Jeff.
I was just going to say I would just update the memo accordingly and kind of repackage this item packet for the future meeting with kind of a clarification from this discussion here tonight.
Okay. Sounds like, is there consensus in favor of that proposal?
Sure. Yes.
I agree. Yes.
Okay. Steve?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
Just a happy new year to all you guys.
Yeah.
Yes. Same
to you.
If we entertain a motion to adjourn, we'd be done by 8:30, be an hour. That'd be a pretty good record.
Be a record.
Well, it's actually 9:30 where I am right now, so it's still not a record.
We would have to refuse our pay if we're only going for an hour.
It would only be right.
Shall I take that as a motion, Steve, to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn. Yes.
Second.
All right, all in favor. Aye.
Aye. Aye.